Hello again. This is John Chardy to have words with you. And let's go to the kitchen, a savory place at times, but a precarious one when the question becomes, why do you call it that? Cooks, whatever their culinary excellence, are often freewheeling in explaining their names for things. I have been assured by a southern lady, for instance, that Johnny Cake, a cornmeal cake, is specific to the southern states, and that the name was originally Journey Cake, because it was a standard provision for a man to take along on a hunt or to carry in his saddlebags when going cross-country. I am not about to disagree with a southern lady, but I was tempted to point out that Oliver Wendell Holmes once saluted New England as the home of Johnny Cake and nutmegs. In his usage, I gather, the name is somehow related to Jonikins. James Fenimore Cooper once described Jonikins as being baked on a board and served for breakfast all covered with butter. The far more likely original name, though all is up for some guessing, is Shawnee Cake for Johnny Cake, because before they pushed them west, the first coastal settlers learned to bake these cornmeal cakes from the Shawnees, who ground and wet the corn and cooked it on a hot rock. In the shifting manner of cookery, Johnny Cake has become rather thicker than such an original. And how about chess pie, that widely various specialty of the southern kitchen? I have checked a dozen recipes, all of which call for a filling made of butter, sugar, stirred but unbeaten eggs, and some filler of flour or of cornmeal variously flavored. Yet at least a dozen home bakers and several cookbooks have told me the original was cheese pie, that despite the fact that no known recipe calls for cheese. Forgive me for not trusting the etymology of those glowing ladies in the kitchen. On partial, though uncertain evidence, I must conclude that the original could not have been cheese, but dialect jess for just. There were, that is to say, apple pies, peach pies, berry pies, and the like, but this thickened mixture of flour, butter, and eggs was jess plain pie, or jess pie, or chess pie. This is John Chardy, the eavesdropping busboy no one would think of hiring as a chef. Let that be today's hash. Goodbye until the next serving, and good words to you.
The comments of etymologist and poet John Chardy.